Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another first-run Bald movie. Tonight, we've been waiting 20 years for this movie to come out.
More
35 years, 73 years. Since the fall of Nazi Germany, we waited for another Top Gun. And tonight, we saw a special early engagement where they gave us a poster and a pin. I felt real special, Jim. Mm-hmm. Top Gun, Maverick Impossible. What did you think of this? What did you think of this film?
I thought it was great. I really enjoyed my 2 hours and 11 minutes in the theater. Watching the borderline too old for this shit, Tom Cruise, just barely on the ragged edge. Like, he is the Maverick of defying age. It's pretty impressive. He's still there. He's still got it. So some of these hard banking scenes, though, were almost comical in a way.
I had that in my note. My notes say this is badass, but also a little silly in referring to the 9Gs. Yeah.
Yeah. That stuff's good. Man, this movie is exciting. This movie's got a lot of heart. Not certain about its premise. We were talking about this on the way home from the theater. We drove over there together. Not certain about the basic setup, but ultimately, that doesn't matter. It's overshadowed by how good the rest of this movie is. It's fantastic.
The setup, a little problematic. The plot, a little thin. But it does have a lot of heart. Mm-hmm. What's the point of spending $750 million a year and going without healthcare unless you can have some top-notch, world-class, bang bros-type war porn? And that's what this movie delivers. It's just got awesome jets doing awesome things. Pilots being big and ballsy and brassy. Very, very culturally diverse, very gender diverse. You got old man Cruise. So during our special engagement and featured also a 30-second personal thank you from Tom Cruise for seeing his movie. Mm-hmm. And that Tom Cruise looks significantly older than the already old man Tom Cruise we saw in the movie. Yes. I have a theory. Makeup? All that 10G shit broke his face. His face broken.
It just stretched. It took the skin and just pulled too much.
It pulled him down 3 whole feet in levels, man. He had the Scientology face that was impenetrable, and then he slipped the surly bonds and touched the face of God, and now his face
looks a little
late stage. And here's the annoying thing: he's going to age like Robert Redford.
Yeah,
like even when he's old and like way 70. Too old, he's going to be a handsome fucking man, and it's kind of sickening.
Yeah, there's a lot of beauty on display in this movie. Not just the jets, not just Tom Cruise. Jennifer Connelly is in this, tending bars, still Connelly looking great at
another aging,
50, whatever she is. Yeah,
aging like fine wine. Yes.
John Hamm is in this movie. He's looking great.
What a good looking man. What a stick up his ass this movie. I want to say this something. The word of coming out of this movie, like, you know, like, I don't know. I heard that it like semi won some kind of category at Cannes or something. I've heard it's got a 97% fresh on Rotten Tomato. I do want to say maybe settle down a little bit. I thought that this movie might be unironically good, like the godfather of war porn. It's not that. This is just this is 1980s Top Gun in the 2020s, point blank period. So there is a point in this film where like it kind of stays pretty grounded, but then you will go like, you know, Fast and Furious places at points in the movie too. I thought that's a lot of fun, but I was a little taken aback by how pulpy the thing was. I thought that they was like, oh, I thought they're going to make an unironically like good Top Gun. Instead, they made an awesome Top Gun that still has a lot of heart. I mean,
it's very funny too.
It is very funny. There's a couple. There's a lot of. I think it's paced well too.
Yeah.
It opens kind of with like a little bit of a bang, and then there's some talky stuff and some development, and then they get right into the fighter porn. Miles Teller. This kid is taken off. He's Goose's son, and he looks great. He looks the part.
Oh, yeah.
it's like you can squint and see 1986 Top Gun. He's in The Offer. We just found out he's going to be in this new movie, Spiderhead, that the director of Top Gun, Joseph Kosinski, who we also saw the Tron. What was the Tron remake?
Legacy.
Tron Legacy. I thought he was a really good Goose's son, and I was kind of ready to roll my eyes about the pathos that they were injecting into this, but I don't know. I feel like it worked, probably because Tom Cruise is kind of a movie star.
Sure, he's a movie star. Miles Teller is becoming a movie star too. I liked the heart in this movie. I thought it. The movie is very formulaic, I will say that. I saw every big thing that they decided to do coming a mile away on fucking radar, but they managed to still make it compelling. So, like, that's, to me, the mark of a good movie is, like, if I can see the twists and I know what's coming, but I'm still, like, jumping up out of my chair, hooting and hollering when the thing happens, then I've watched a good movie. So they managed to hit that bar.
Here's what's new in premium content for our club members.
Executive producers get to exercise their voting fingers again this week with another prestige movie poll. This week's nominees are Mystic River, The Last Samurai, and Secondhand Lions. Take your pick and seal our fate.
This Monday on the Premium feed, we open up the books and deliver a State of the Empire podcast, talking about the current condition of Bald Move and our plans for this year.
This Friday, it's Lunch 420, which given last weekend seems like a tragic missed opportunity. Ah well, lunch will be served piping hot at 1 p.m. Eastern. Come join live or warm up some leftovers when lunch is released in podcast form later that day.
If you want more Bald Move in your life, head over to support.baldmove.com to find out how you can get tons of bonus audio and video content, plus ad-free feeds. Commission podcasts are an awesome feature here at Bald Move that allows you, the individual listener, to decide what we talk about for a single podcast.
The community loves it because it often leads to fun, fan-favorite films and TV shows that we've overlooked getting the coverage they deserve.
And we love it because we're constantly exposed to great stuff that's not even on our radar.
The way it works is simple. You go to support.baldmove.com and you click on commissions. Then you pay the flat rate for the commission and tell us what two-ish hours of content you'd like us to make podcasts on.
Then we'll contact you for details, advanced feedback, and any dedications you'd like to make.
Then we watch the thing, discuss the thing, turn it into a podcast, and pump it right into your ears.
We get consistently great feedback on how much our commissioners love their podcast, and they make great gifts for the dedicated Bald Move fan in your life.
And who knows, that dedicated fan could even be you. Treat yourself. Check out support.baldmove.com for more info.
Well, so the one thing I had, because, like, you know, Top Gun can paint a little dark. Like, they killed off Goose in the first one. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking that they're capable of doing, like, a James Bond, killing off Maverick. They could kill Goose's kid again. Like, you're setting up, like, a Jaws revenge type situation if you keep on killing geese like that. But, I was wondering, like, what kind of gut punch they would deliver in this movie. And that, I think that was the surprise. Like, I didn't see exactly where they were going to fall along that and how they would, you know, pivot back into, because that's the thing. It's like Top Gun can't stay down for long. It's got to pivot back into badass or to wither on the vine. So I thought there was, I didn't see some of those type of twists coming. And I thought they were pretty effective, but, it's what it says on the tin, man. Like, the trailer is a really great without spoiling you, is a really great representation of the experience. Just jaw dropping. I don't know how much the U.S. Navy must have kicked in free flight time and pilot time and heart and equipment time. But there's this, like, just ultra realistic, really cool stunts, like air show quality for a lot of the movie.
Yeah, some shit that I wasn't even aware the Jets could do, let alone have seen them on screen before.
Did you think some of the scenes did you think some of the scenes were a little long? Because some of them, they were like practicing this mission in pretty much real time, and they do it several times, and it got a little bit groundhoggy for me. But what did you think?
I didn't notice.
Okay.
I was in it the whole time.
Okay, cool. Because I don't think I was like out by any stretch of imagination, but I started like kind of thinking like, oh man, I wonder how many times I'm going to see this like Beggar's Canyon run simulation before it's like, okay, we're gonna and the only other thing I could say that's like there's a lot of silly stuff, and the plot's thin, and the geopolitics are very muddy because. Yeah, like who is the bad guy we're fighting? Who is the rogue state that has a sophisticated uranium refinery program and access to fifth generation fighter technology? That's I don't know. It's a phantom menace. Because reality is that we spend all that money so that we're never like the underdogs in any kind of theater.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you have anything else like non-spoiler you want to talk about for Top Gun Maverick?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Then how about one other thing? What about the music? Do you think this kind of lived up to a Top Gun movie?
Yeah, definitely. I think the movie kind of shoots its music wad a little bit early. A little bit early for my taste, because they just hammer it right away.
All the hits. The theme.
In 3 minutes, there are no fewer than three classic songs from Top Gun that you know. So, like,
right.
I expected them to dose that out a little bit more throughout the episode or the movie, but, like, they don't. They just hit you with it.
Yeah, and I thought that they might introduce some modern day bangers for like to represent the young kids or the previous cadets, so it's not all the old man music.
They do,
but yeah, they did. You're right. They shot their musical wad pretty soon. To the extent that like through the second half of the movie, I don't know. Other than the Top Gun triumphant theme that plays, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything recognizable. Okay, that's it for our non-spoiler thoughts about Top Gun Maverick. Unfortunately, the way the special engagement worked, all they did is they showed a trailer for Mission and the newest Mission Impossible. Is it 6 or 7? Mission Impossible a lot. And we got there like 2-3 minutes late, and we missed that trailer. So we're going to watch it, I think, on the live Twitch stream after the podcast is over. But the rare no trailer talk edition. I know there's been a couple of new ones. The Mission Impossible one we talked about, the new Thor Love and Thunder trailer, maybe a couple others. So the next time we'll get together to watch a first run movie will be for Jurassic World, just in 2 weeks. So Jurassic World Triumphant, Jurassic World Domination. I forget exactly what the title is.
I think it's Dominion.
Dominion?
Yeah.
Dominion.
Dominion Wars.
That's on June 10th. We'll be watching it June 9th and be doing another live Twitch show to talk about it, twitch.tv/baldmove. But we will have trailer talk there, almost certainly. If you want to get our full spoiler-filled take about the movie, come on in to the spoiler section, but you got to be a club member, support.baldmove.com to get access now.